this weekend, when the Spartans play football, the basketball, you have to differentiate here. When they play Iowa down in Indianapolis, one thing that will be on this, I have no idea who's going to win this game. I mean, I think MSU is obviously the favorite, but they're going against an undefeated team. So who knows? And it should be a tremendous football game. Iowa gets not enough attention. Maybe they have a chip on their shoulder, too. One thing not on display in this one, I don't think, will be a fear factor. I think both these teams are going to come in supremely confident in their ability and maybe somewhat trepidatious, but not fearful. But what about that idea of fear and how it can, maybe the right word is cripple us in our outlook and not only stop us from succeeding, but just hold us back in so many different ways. The fear of failing. Some of the most successful people of all time failed miserably. They weren't afraid of failing. They knew it was going to happen, but that's how they got eventually to success as well. Joining us this morning to discuss Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, and his website is drjohnb.com. All the podcasts are there, including the ones with the hosts with the raspy voice. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. In fact, to even check a little of this out, we will tomorrow be watching when Pitino comes in with Louisville.
Again, that's right, basketball.
Izzo's basketball, and we'll be going to Indianapolis to see how our Spartans do against Iowa. So, but the topic for today is always a good topic, I believe, because there are so many people when they live their life, and we see this in our office a lot, people talk about what they wish they had done or they're fearful to try to do things. And people really have to realize, we'll even use our buddy Thomas Edison, another one of his quotes, I failed my way to success.
Yeah.
I think we have to realize that we don't start out as a Shakespeare. We don't start out as a Cabrera. You know, we start out where we start. And what we do, we try to do the best we can. We have to really look at the excitement that comes from succeeding, winning, doing our best. And that has to be a more powerful feeling than the fear of losing or the fear of failure. And so many people, from early beginnings, you know, they grow up and they're told always to be cautious, you know, take things slowly, don't try to be number one, don't, so just glide, if you will, kind of into the background. And, and if that's what you want to do, if that's your choice, that's fine. But I can tell you from many, many years of my work and talking to people, it's so common to hear a person say, I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that. The brass ring came by and I was afraid to take it. So I think it's the time we need to sit back, look at ourselves, analyze who we are, look where we want to go, and without taking outrageous risks, but the idea of, yes, I'm going to try to do that and work at it, study for it, that's what really makes life interesting and makes the road of life so much more exciting and fun than if we're just kind of in golden handcuffs or we're in some little room or some place, even outside, whatever it might be, where we're not really doing what we want to do and what we feel is the right thing. But so many people just let the world pass them by.
You said something interesting there with, you know, not taking outrageous risk, but calculated risk are what life is all about.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I would not want to become the world's number one bungee dropper, you know, good person. Well, I mean, doing a thousand.
Really?
I'm not making that and I'm not trying to say that that isn't something you might want to do. But that might not be the type of thing I'm talking about, or risking all your money on one throw in a casino or going into some investment that is highly risky. But I think if you use reason and you really want to try to do something, let's just take a simple thing. You want to become the top salesperson where you are. You have to really sort out what do the successful people do, who are the people that they're reaching for. You know, do you go to the person who's going to buy 100 of them, or you go to the person who's going to buy 3 of them? How do you work these things out? You learn, you study, you work on your approach, working through, but just common sense. There are those that say, well, I'm making my quota. That's really enough. No one bothers me. I do just what I have to do. That type of thing is what I'm talking about. Or education or experience. Like if you want to get into the IT world, which is a, you know, kind of a huge area in terms of growth. Or you want to get into the medical field, another area really growing. You can't just because you're in a job that we'll say is relatively comfortable, you can't just say, well, you know, I do want to be a radiology technician or so, whatever it might be. But, you know, I've got to go to school. I've got to change this. it's just, I don't know if I really want to. Woe is me. And then over the years, they say, I wish I had done that, or whatever it might be. Any dream you have, it only comes true if you try to actualize it. And if the fear of failure, the fear of losing, if that is what's motivating you, then you're never going to be a winner or a champion, even in your own eyes. And really, we do want to feel comfortable and happy and satisfied with who we are, what we've achieved, where we're going in life. And it's really sad, Dave, so many people don't feel that way.
Doc, are you, before we let you go here, are you a big a proponent of visualizing your success? I think of, I'm using now Michael Geiger as an example for me. And as somebody who did this on a very limited level 30-some years ago in high school, I remember the coaches saying, you know, you don't think about missing. You think about what it will look like in your mind going through over and over again. And I got to think that he didn't think about missing that kick. He thought about exactly what it would look like going through the uprights.
I've worked with many, many athletes and people over the years, done hypnosis, done deep relaxation, just visualization. You have to have a visualization. If you don't have an image of what you want and where you're going, then there is no image. I mean, it's kind of like you've closed the light out at the end of the tunnel. So, yes, I do believe that is true. I remember Greg Montgomery many, many years ago, a great kicker at Michigan State, the Curlis there. He was the one I remember talking about visualizing, you know, hitting the ball. And I'm sure we can find that with a lot of people. But I've worked with basketball players, football players, different people over the years, just in terms of just random in a way, people say, look, I'm having an issue with this or whatever it might be. And that's what you do. You work at it. You keep it going in your own mind. It's like learning another language or mathematics or things you're learning. You're constantly, even when you're not with the book or in front of you, you're doing it in your mind. You know, 7 times 7 is 49, 8 times 8 is 64. But, and so, yes, visualization is critical and a key, and it also is what makes people more interesting, because when they're visualizing and they're thinking, they can cover any topics, they can work on things, they can analyze, they can do a lot. So, yes, visualize your future, visualize where you want to go, and if you don't have a vision of it, you're not going to be going there.
Fear of failure, don't let it hold you back. The joy of winning and succeeding, more powerful than losing. There's no doubt about it. Give yourself into that, though. That's the message today from the Doc, who's headed to Indianapolis. And I wish you a good time. I'm sure it's going to be a fun game.
Been down there a third time for a Big Ten championship game, and hope this will be like the last one. But it'll be fun. Get with people of same interest and enjoy yourself. You're with family. You're with friends. And it's going to be a great time. I can tell you that already.
Go to the Slippery Noodle. You know, not that they know me by name, but that's a great place for MSU people to get together, a couple blocks away. And downtown Indy is a wonderful place to go.
Is that a good paisano place with pasta and things like that, or they just call it the Slippery Noodle?
Well, no, it's it refers to, you have to go there and find out. It is not a pasta place. It's also on the up and up. It's not one of those places either, but they do cater to a Spartan clientele. You'll hear some music and have a good time. I'm not on the payroll either. DrJohnB.com is the website. The podcast will be up. Have a wonderful time. Always good to talk to you, and we'll visit with you next week.
Same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.